just checking. What are you in now on the line right now? I want to pop out on the line too.
Oh, no, there's several people on.
Oh, okay.
On the phone, yeah. Not sure when, excluding three. Okay. Looks like there's eight people on. Three of us I know for certain is part of the administration. Carol, are you on? Carol's on now, so that's four. Four administration. So I don't know if you guys have a quorum yet. Can't really tell.
And yeah, my vote doesn't count.
Yeah, mine either.
Rich, are
you on? Yeah, I'm here. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
I'm here too.
Okay.
Rich is on the call too.
All right. Do we want to do just like a quick attendance before we record, just to see if we have a quorum? I'll run it by real quick. So Keith, you're here. Rich, you're here. Frank, you're here. Dave Palazzi, are you here?
No.
Sylvie Ramirez, are you here? Angel Torres?
I am.
Brandy Ortega?
Yep.
So we have a quorum, right?
Correct.
That's at least five. All right.
And I answered for Dave because I know he's not coming today.
Okay. That's cool. So we have at least five. And Amos is on as well. Karan, you're on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tyrell. Okay. Hey, Tyrell. Is Rhea here? She was going to do the minutes.
She is. I believe I saw. Rhea, you're on, correct?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, sorry. Just checking before you started.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. All right. So I guess now that we have a quorum, I'll do the attendance, and then Keith, you could kind of just lead into discussion, and then obviously, you know, we could take it from there. But I can do that. That's not a problem. Does that work?
Yes.
All right. Rhea, you can start the recording at any time.
Okay, already done.
All right, perfect. All right, so good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for calling today's meeting. Today's special meeting is in regards to the pilot vending route partnership opportunity. This meeting was called by the committee in which the agency agreed to have this meeting ahead of our traditional quarterly meeting. So with that said, I will start with the attendance, and I will start with the committee. So, starting with the committee, Chairman Keith Haley, are you present?
Present.
Vice Chairman Rich Bracci, are you present?
Here.
Frank Roberts, present?
Here.
Dave Palazzi? Sylvie Ramirez? Angel Torres?
Yes, I am.
And Brandy Ortega?
Here.
Alternate Amos Fatorma?
Here.
And Karan Pajambi?
I'm here.
All right, perfect. From the administration, we have Director Carol Jenkins present.
Yes, I'm present. Sorry, I was taking a drink. Sorry.
No worries. Tracy Moore?
I'm here.
Myself, Tyrell Sampson, is present. And Rhea Martin?
I am here.
Okay. Anyone on the call that I did not name in the attendance? Okay, perfect. With that said, we can jump right into the single agenda item for today, and that is the pilot vending route partnership opportunity, in which the committee has, I believe, wanted to further discuss with the possibility of making a vote based off of today's discussion. I will pass that to the committee chair. Keith Haley.
Sure. So, committee, you've all got the pilot program as Tyrell has sent it out to us. I resent it to the committee either last week or the week before to bring it back to their attention and bring it to the forefront to hopefully get a vote today. So if anyone has from the committee, hopefully you all read it, understand it to your best of your ability. If anyone has any questions or further discussion on what they've read or any clarification, now would be the time to bring those questions or concerns or any further discussion on that topic. Now's the time to do that. So if anyone has any questions, comments, or concerns about the program, speak up.
Hi, it's Brandy.
Of course. Go ahead, Brandy.
Anyway, so my question, based on these are all over the state and stuff, if we don't receive 10 people who are interested, which I don't think is going to be a problem, would we still try the pilot and split up those extra machines, or maybe just not have a 10th route? I just want to know if, like, there's not... Or is it only if there has to be 10 to make the program go?
Okay, I can answer that. So no, so based off the language in the pilot, you'll see that it states 20,000 to 35,000 potential opportunity. What was clear in that writing is that right now the agency feels comfortable with piloting with approximately $200,000 of the state unassigned dollars. So essentially, let's just say, for example, if there's four people who have interest, right? So that's 35 times four, $140,000. We will max the opportunity out to each individual at $35,000. So if there's nine individuals, then whatever the 20,000 divided by nine would be, then that would be your 23 potential $1,000 opportunity. Or I'm just throwing a number out. I'm not using a calculator, yeah. But 200,000 is the number that I think is a safe number at this time to use as a trial for the year.
So that number would be divided by however many participants we have up to 10?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Frank. I'm just looking for clarification on some of the language. I fully understand it's not federal. I fully understand you're not going to get anybody's, if an operator's already in a building, that's not up for this program. But I'd seen something about parks and recreation not available. What is parks and that would not be available?
So parks and schools we currently share. We share a commission with those two locations. So essentially, we can't retract our agreement with the schools and the parks in which we share funds with. So essentially, if you went with a location like that, then obviously there would be a split of earnings in addition to what's currently being shared, which would then really affect the financial profitability and which a person would be able to receive from those locations. That's something that the program has done historically for years, to share with Parks and Recs and schools to their student activity funds.
Okay. So the highways would possibly be available to somebody?
I would say everything's available, but you have to meet the criteria that's set forth, right? So we're saying $20,000, 20 machines. You can't pick three locations that make $18,000 and think that's your route, because you'll have to be looking for another 17 machines to meet the requirements. Everything is on the table outside of what was explained in that pilot outline. I think the one thing that we have to keep in mind, and that I will state on this call, is it is a free-for-all as far as, you know, the machines that are available within this route. So what I mean by that is, Frank, if you chose locations in Hartford, and I'll just say Brandy chose locations in Hartford, we're still going to use the promotion and transfer seniority base to establish the route. So if by chance two operators who have interest in the vending routes cross lines, cross locations, what have you, seniority will supersede. So if anyone has their eye on one particular location, please keep in mind that seniority will still remain as a factor in determining and setting up these routes.
Uh-huh. I have a follow-up to that, more of a comment, because you already answered the question I was going to raise about how we're doing this, and I know it's promote and transfer, but, you know, we're supposed to work with our field reps to build that that route. So you could be building a route with your field rep today, and then by the time it gets down to you, your route could be scooped up by someone ahead of you. While I was talking, I forgot my point.
I have a plan B.
Yeah. How long does a vendor have to establish their route? So, for instance, say you're number one on the list and you pick your route, and it's the same route number two wanted. So now number two says, oh, I got to go back to the drawing board because everything I wanted is gone. You know, do you have 24 hours? Do you have 3 days? Do you have a week? Just to put it out there for people to start thinking, like, you know, do you have a plan B right away, or you got to see what's left? And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of figure that out.
Yeah, no doubt. So definitely, I think today's call to have the meeting today ahead of our quarterly meeting was genius. I think you're correct. I think it's going to take some time. I'm not thinking that this is something that, you know, if I sent an email out tomorrow or Friday or Monday, that I'm expecting, you know, routes developed within 2 to 3 days. I think it's going to take, it should. I mean, if someone is serious about this, I would say that it should take you at least probably a week or two, because and with that, I would say you should definitely want to do a dry run of your route and not just pick off of a piece of paper as to what sounds good or appealing, because I understand that transportation is definitely going to be a concern, an issue for many. In addition, it's not just so much transportation to the front of the building, but what's the hassle into getting into the building, right? So, you know, we say, okay, this location is cool, I like this location, but there could be vending machines that every time you go, you got to go through 3 levels of security. You may need to go through 1 level of security. You may need to go on the 5th floor. You may need to go in the basement. You know, the lighting might not be ideal. It might be dark here in this room. So there's so much. And so my point to this is, every person who tells me they have an interest, I don't want their interest to be just simply based off of working with the field rep and saying, yeah, I'm familiar with that area, I'll take it. I would honestly ask that each individual who is seriously considering, take a dry run. Literally go physically, figure out the transportation, figure out the timing, the hours, the availability, confirm your, you know, that you have the ability to gain clearance to some of these locations, and then come back, you know, with something that is definitely reasonable, that is realistic to you. And something that you're sure that you can maintain long term, you know, factoring weather. Because one thing about this opportunity, I'm not looking for excuses as to why someone wasn't able to do what they're supposed to. Because if this was a route in which you had to lug 32 keys in 62 cases, rain, sleet, hail, or snow, you would have to be there. So obviously, this being a partnership, there's a lot of that responsibility off the table. So really, the level of excuse as to not being able to maintain an opportunity is close to zero with me, to be honest with you. Yep. So this has got to be something that you treat with sincerity and treat it like it's a route. There's going to be expectations set forth to monitor that. So, again, this is a pilot, and the goal through this pilot is to truly be able to establish this as a long-standing opportunity for years to come. So we will be keeping our eye on this closely and hope that everyone who chooses this executes their responsibilities.
So I think moving forward, if we vote on the way it is right now, you know, I don't think there's anything set in stone that says, okay, Keith Haley, you're on the clock. You got 24 hours to come up with a route. Oh, here's my route. Okay, it's taken. Well, now you're down to 23 hours. Because what you just said, you really need to get your transportation in order. You know, I was telling some people, you know, there's like one or two vending machines in my own town that I actually can't get to because there's no public transportation. You know, I have to walk 5 miles to get there or back, and or Uber there. Okay, you Uber there and back, it's $30 round trip, and then the machine makes $100 a year anyway. So what are you really making? You know, so you would have to, you know, if you have to go to your plan B or even plan C, you know, it might take you, like you said, a couple days to a week to or more to figure out what route is going to work for you and that you can get it and maneuver in and out of the building sufficiently. So I don't think we would want to really put a timetable on how long somebody has, just like, okay, work with you and the field rep. Okay, you're on the clock. You know, this is where your route is. Go try and figure it out. I'm just offering suggestions for people, you know, so they're not caught like, oh, no, what do I do now? You know, I've got 18 hours to make a decision. They should have enough time to be able to figure out their route, I would hope.
I absolutely agree. I think, you know, obviously based off today's call, and if the committee feels comfortable with making a vote to proceed with this, I would say that, again, you know, the goal is to hopefully get this up and running July 1. So with that being said, it's May 10th. I think, you know, 2 weeks from the time I send out an email should, you know, again, the committee agree to this, should be ample amount of time for any individual who has a strong interest to be able to figure out their transportation needs and the route in which they are choosing. So I will outline that or state that in my email and basically give you 2 weeks. And, you know, what I ask is please don't wait day 13 to try to figure out your route, right? And then, you know, suddenly, you know, like, even I'm giving you 14 days or 2 weeks or whatever the case may be, like, be proactive in this, right? I mean, if this is something that you're serious about, anytime you're serious about something, this should be something that should be your focal point, should be your goal, should be your first priority in establishing something that I think is ideal and could benefit anyone that has a strong interest. So, but I like, again, I realize it may take some time. Tracy.
I just want to add to that, too. As we're talking, there are going to be some locations that you will not be able to have access to because you haven't had any security clearance, for instance, like a prison system. You do have to be vetted beforehand. So that might be a location. Also, Bradley Airport, there are some, you know, airlines behind the scenes that you will not be able to get to. Because there's required clearance and badging. That's just off the top of my head. I'm happy also to meet anybody somewhere. If you're not familiar, like, for instance, not a town hall. You know, anybody can go to a town hall and find the vending machine. But I'm just trying to think of, off the top of my head, a location where it might behoove you to have me meet you there and escort you to where the machines are. But I'm happy to help out in that way also, as my schedule allows me to.
Thank you.
If I could, this is Rich. If I could add also, too, when people are basing their decision on location of machines, you really don't need to factor in what the machine makes as far as, you know, how much you're going to make, because I think it's pretty clear everybody's going to have the same amount of money. So, you know, if you're getting a machine that's making a ton of money, and you, like Keith said, you have one that's making $100, it doesn't really matter. You still have the responsibility. You have to go there and put the time in for each one. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at things and looking at dollar amounts. It doesn't really factor into what you're going to make at the end of the day.
That's true, Rich. Good point. Very good point. You know, because with the stipulations in place, it's basically 20 for 20. You know, so if you find one machine that jackpots and does 14,000, well, then you got to find, you know, obviously 19 machines that's coming up to 6,000, because you can't exceed that if we get 10. If we don't get 10, then, you know, we'll set the dollar amount. And I think that will be established. And this is why it's important to, better yet, it's important that we establish how many people have a true interest in this. That has to be set forth first, right, to determine truly if there's an allowance of above 20,000. So, you know, again, I'm pushing back to each operator, not just the committee, but each operator, because whoever has interest, to do their due diligence early so we can establish, you know, after you do your dry run, is this for you or not? You may find that it's not for you, but by you kind of saying, I think it is, and then on the day 14 say it's not, now suddenly, guess what? Maybe we could have offer 22,000 because there was only 9 instead of the original 10, or, you know what I mean? So it is important to do your part based off of the, you know, the pilot outline and give a, I don't want to call it a formal commitment, but a pretty formal commitment, so we can establish the amount of operators of interest to then be able to tell you, guess what, glad you liked that 20, I'm able to give you $5,000 more of opportunity if you should want it. And then, boom, you can get back out. The goal is to get this off and running by July 1. by July 1. I mean, and the reason why we use July 1, that's the state fiscal year. We kind of, that's the contract annual year, so we want to stay aligned with that. Because, you know, obviously the statewide contract has a lot to do with, you know, this long-term ability of our of this opportunity. So we just kind of want to keep everything seamless, and I think it makes sense to do July 1.
This is Frank. Will we receive, I mean, once this is taken to vote and everything, will we receive like a spreadsheet of an annual earnings of each machine? Because I do have an old breakdown, and it breaks it down by month, and you can't necessarily just say, okay, that's 1 month times it by 12, that's what it earns, because some places it's really high some months and other months it's low. Will we have a breakdown like that?
Not that I'm not willing to give that, but I think you're going to run into that anyway. I mean, that's an annual concern at any location, right? So I think in reality, it was my thought that once you made the determination of wanting to accept the route, you would reach out to the field reps who would have that list that would be able to work with you. I mean, certainly the list can be shared. I have no problem with that. But to Rich's point, earnings is kind of irrelevant. It's like, where can you get to? You know, I mean, sure, you can have the list. That's not a problem. But everybody's earning the same thing. It's kind of, where do you, you know, do you, the list should be more or less, where are machines located? And, you know, how do I do that? I mean, by all means, yes. My answer is yes. We can give the list.
Well, basically, my only concern with that, Tyrell, is I don't want to pick 20 machines that are worth $10,000. So I have to try and build a $20,000 route. Each of us has to build a $20,000 route, and I don't want to. Even I could pick 20 machines that might be worth $1,000 over the course of a year. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's, you know, the report that we would be able to share is obviously what comes to us from Pepsi. It's very complex, and so those that, you know, that's why we kind of say work with the field rep, because then they'll be able to kind of assist you. I mean, if you guys are, you know, proficient with Excel, then by all means, you can, you know, work on it and figure it out. But it's not broken down like that. It's broken down on a rolling schedule. So to your point, September may look like 500. You'll have to click on the next link and see August, and, you know what I mean, kind of make that determination. Yeah. I don't have it in the manner that way, but I could, you know, it's broken down very well, and you can determine what a machine makes, but you got to be pretty proficient in Excel. If you're not, I would suggest that you work with the field rep who will be working with to ensure that they understand how to make the determination of the value of a machine per year, because the information is in that document. But, you know, if you're not proficient with it, it's basically a bunch of numbers to you that would be very, very difficult to figure out without a little bit of assistance. So,
anyone else? Questions? Comments? All right. Well, hearing none, if someone wants to make a motion to act on this pilot program, I guess now would be the time.
This is Rich. I'll make the motion to move forward and lay it to a vote.
Can I get a second?
This is Angel. I second.
Angel with the second. Any discussion?
Yes.
All those in favor of moving forward with the vending route, I don't have the actual terminology in front of me, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? And the motion carries.
All right, great. Well, that's good. I mean, let's face it, this is probably one of the biggest things this state has done in the existence of Randolph Shepherd in Connecticut. So I will just say that all of you that are members of the statewide committee who just made this vote, you should be proud of yourselves, because, I mean, this is historical. I think this will probably, you know, knock on wood, stand the test of time and be a opportunity not just for those on the committee, but for those in the future. So you all should be pretty proud of yourselves to be part of the committee in which has done something what I would kind of consider historical. Been here 17 years. I don't think we've ever had operators, you know, get a chance to be part of a vending, right? That's always been the discussion. That's always been somewhat of a sticky topic of vending opportunities in Connecticut. Well, now here we are, you know, so I would just say that hopefully everyone does what they're supposed to and, you know, everything aligns and we'll be able to make this a permanent option for years to come. So you should be proud of yourselves to be part of this vote because it's a big one. So I appreciate that everyone, you know, looked at this and agrees and so let's get busy.
Yeah. And thanks to you, Charvel, for working behind the scenes with Tracy and everyone else. That I know you started this way back in the fall, if not before, to get it even to present to us as you did. So, you know, to even get it this far took a lot of behind the scenes work that not many people realize what you did. So thank you for getting it off the ground for us.
Yeah, no, Tracy was big and Carol was big. And, you know, collectively, you know, there was conversations with RSA and, you know, there's, you know, ideas could be thrown out, but you don't realize how many people have to say yes, how many people have to mutually agree to something. You know, that's always the key in any determination, in any decision. Everyone's not going to take something and just run with it. We got to look at it on both sides. We got to look at now, we got to look at future. And I think, you know, this is something that is safe enough to, you know, sustain, I believe, today anyway, and potentially grow. But, you know, it's just, let's see how it is, and let's see if vending is truly, you know, something that draws the interest of those, and which it may, because obviously times have changed, right? I mean, we were a program which, in the past, always had a focus on concession, over-the-counter concessions, and then COVID kind of shook up things. So with that being said, we're now, you know, pivoting to new opportunities. And so that's good. So again, you know, keep in mind that these opportunities, you know, hopefully the goal is to do July 1 to July 1. And then obviously, you know, we can go back to make the determination as to, you know, how we proceed beyond the pilot period. But if everything goes well and funds keep moving in the direction that they're coming in, we should be able to maintain this opportunity. You know, when we revisit towards the expiring period of the pilot.
And between now and obviously we'll probably have some sort of an update at our quarterly meeting in June, but if anyone has any questions between now and then, let me or Rich know. We can get those to Tyrell. But in the meantime, if you do have interest in this program, I would reach out to your field rep now and kind of get the ball rolling on your end. You don't necessarily have to wait for Tyrell's email whenever it comes out, because you already know that we just voted to move this forward. So you can even reach out to your field rep just to get the ball rolling and let them know if you have some interest. That's just my recommendation to everybody. You know, get in touch with them and, you know, let's get moving, I would say.
That's it. An email will be sent out to those that are on the state, on the transfer promotion list. You know, as I explained, this opportunity is obviously working off of the transfer promotion list. We currently have 13 individuals on that list. So when I send out this, you know, more or less official notification as to the committee's approval, I'm going to be talking to that group. I mean, because obviously these are, you know, this is a promotional or transfer opportunity. And so we're only going to talk to those that were on that approved list. So if the email seems like someone's not on there, it's likely because they're not on the transfer promotion.
And to that point, I've always encouraged every operator to get on that promote and transfer list every year, because you never know what opportunities can be around the corner. You know, that's just, you know, you get your name on the list, and if it comes your way, it comes your way. But if you don't do the, you know, if you don't fill out that application and you just do, you know, just think everything's going to stay the same, you just never know. So, it, you know, it's just very important to get yourself on that list year to year. That's my recommendation always.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
I mean, look at this opportunity alone.
Look at what?
Yeah.
What was that? Look at what?
I said, look at this opportunity alone.
Right. You never know. You know, we didn't know last year, the year before, something like this would, you know, we'd have to go down this route to begin with, and you know, but
Tyrell said, this is the first of its kind, and, you know, this has the potential to grab other states' attention, and they may jump on board with this down the road and try to get more opportunities for their operators, too, because it's never been done.